You test some at base, will begin. You test some at all four lines from the bottom of the two dots. Karmus meso chos. So the Gemara, Michael Malahas, of a Ligmar es kuloi. If they can start Krishna and finish it, finish the entire, complete the entire Krishna before coming to the Ovel in Aval Perak Yechad, Oy Posek Yechad, Loi. But if it's only one parak, one pasuk, if they can't complete the entire recital, then they should not start. They should only start if they can complete it. But if they can't complete the entire recital, then they should not even begin. If they bury the maize, v'chazru, and now they return, and they're going to be menachem the oval, im yechoyim lahasna v'ligmar afilo parak echad, oy pasuk echad. Even if they can finish one parak, one pasuk, even if we can say Shema Yisrael, then they should say it. Now here we're saying, you seem to be saying, no, they have to complete the entire Shema. They shouldn't start unless they can complete the entire Shema before coming to the Menachem the Avon. Here it says even one parak, one pasuk. You want answers? If there's enough time to complete even one parak or one pasuk, until they come to the line, to the shura where they're menachem, the ovel yaschilo, they should start. But if not, they should not even begin. There's a machlokes in Rishonim. What does that mean? If there's enough time to start, to say Shema Yisrael, if there's enough time to say Shema Yisrael, then they should start. Otherwise, don't even begin. Now, once they said Shema Yisrael, can they then continue and say the rest of it, or say Shema Yisrael and stop? Some Rishonim and some Rishonim learn in Rashi that what he means is, if there's enough time to say Shema Yisrael, then say Shema Yisrael. Once you say Tzara Shema Yisrael, your Isi B'mitzvah, you can complete it. Other Rishonim say no, that it means only Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is a deraisa, that if there's enough time to say it, you say that and no more, not from the oval, then say the rest, complete the rest later. Back to the Gemara, Ha'imdim B'Shura, those who are standing in the line, to be Menachem the Ova, those who are in the inner Shura, in the inner one, Atan Rabban Shura Haroya Pnimim, the one, Ashnai Pnimim, the inner line that they can see into the area where the oval is, their potur, they're being Oisek in Tanchumei Avolim, their potur from Krishna. Ashura Haroya Pnimim Petura, Shein Haroya Pnimim Chayevis. The one that doesn't see inside, then they're chayim. They're now not being oisik in the mitzvah of being menachem. No, well, they're chayim. Seems to be from Rashi, and the way some are learning in Rashi means the first two lines. If it's the first two rows, the one that is immediately in front of the oval, and the one in back of them that can see in through the people standing there and can see into that area where the oval is, those first two lines, those two first two rows are potter. The ones that are further back are chayiv in Krishna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havoyim Machmes Oval Patur. Those who are coming for the mitzvah of the oval to be menachem the oval, then they're potter from Krishna. Machmes Asman, if they're just coming to the spectacle, chayivin. Now we're coming into a sugya of whether for kavod abriyas, whether we're doicha certain isurim, and we allow a person to be over certain isurim if it's for kavod abriyas. Or do we say no? Amar yura marav, hamaitzikilayim bebigdai, if a person is in wearing his clothing and he discovers that the beggar that he's wearing is kilayim. It's also to wear the clothing of his kalayim. So he has to remove it, even if he's in public, in the marketplace, and even though it's embarrassing for him, it's disgraceful, nevertheless, he's not allowed to wear kalayim. He must remove it, even in the shuk, even in the marketplace. My taima ein chochma vein tvuna vein esel l'neged Hashem. Kol makam sheyesh chilul Hashem, where it's megeya to Hashem, neged Hashem, there's chilul Hashem, so it's opposing the kavod of Shemayim, and there's a chilul Hashem, Ein chokim kavod l'rav. We don't give kavod to the ein chachma, ein tfuna. We don't consider any of the chachma of the person when it comes to chilul Hashem, and therefore he must remove the beged, even though it is an embarrassment for him. So we see from here that we mishum kavod abrias, we do not violate an iser, even though it involves a kavod abrias and it's embarrassing for the person, etc. We do not violate the iser. Meis ve'alas yosira kasha korus ameis. They buried the meis v'chazru, and now they're returning from the burial. Livneim beis rachamim. And there's two paths before them. Achas tahara. One is tahor. There are no meisim over there. Va'achas tameya, and the other one is a path that has tome, that has tumah over there. Ba'bet hayra ba'imima. If the avel goes to the path which is Torah, they follow him. So ba'bet hayra ba'imima bet hayra. They follow him on the path that's Torah. Ba'bet tameya. If he took the path that has tumah, ba'imima bet tameya. They follow him even though the path is Tomei, and even though there might be Kohanim over there, and Kohanim are not allowed to be Matama themselves, they still follow that path Mishum Kvoidim, because of the comment of the Ava. So we see that over here, Mishum Kvoidim Briyas, we are violating, we do violate an Isra. The Kohen is allowed to violate the Isra to be Matama himself in order to give Kvoidim, to give honor to the Ava. So isn't that a kasha stira that we see mishum kavod abrias that we do violate in this? Why would you say that? Le'mein chacham v'ein tzvuna l'nei Hashem, like we said before by Kilayim. Tirganu rabbava b'beis ha'pras to rabbanan. This tuma, the path that's tumah that we're talking about, is not talking where there's a basic course. It's not talking where there is a mes there, where there's a kever there. It's a beis ha'pras to rabbanan. And beis hapras is if there is a field, there was an area where there was a kever and was plowed up. And we're chayshesh, we are concerned perhaps that the plow went in deeply and it dug up and crushed some of the etzama, some of the bones of the mace, and it scattered it about in the area, in the entire area of may amas, 100 amas of the beis hapras. The rabbanon were geyser because of that possibility, even though it's somewhat of a remote possibility. They were geyser, that a person should not, a kohen should not go into that soda because he might step on the bone that is the size of a barley seed or more. You know, even though it's not a full maize, even though it might not be matama, but oil, might not be matama oil where even hovering over it would be mataman, but he might touch it, step on it, and become tome. So the rabbanan were geyser tuma in such an area. That is exer the rabbanan. For Isra de Rabbanon, it's true. In a Hanami, we are Mekel, and we say Mishum Kavod Abrias that we are Doicha the Isra de Rabbanon. But for an Isra de Raisa, like the case of Kilayim, in Chachma, Bein Tuna, Bein Esel, and Neged Hashem, we say B'makom Sheyesh Chilul Hashem, Ein Cholkin Kavod L'Rab. That's talking about Beis Pras de Rabbanon. The Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel Menapeach Aram Beis Pras V'Oilech. A person can walk through a Beis Pras, blow in front of him to make sure that there's no stone over there, and walk through. As Tosfos points out in different places, that's only because of a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, that's Manei Beres. So if he's going for his Korban Pesach, for instance, then we can rely on that. Now, that shows you that this is a Durabon, because if it would be a Duraisa, we would not allow this Eitza to walk through. But since it's a Durabon, we allow him to blow in front of him to make sure there's no bone there, that he's not stepping on a bone. V'am Rava Yehuda Barashim, which made the Rav, and similarly he said, Be'isapras, Shanidash Torah, once it's been stomped on, then we will not be concerned anymore that there's a bone that another person might step over. So that's only when it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. There we are Mater Mishum Kavod Abrias. But in Issa D'Raisa, we would not permit Mishum Kavod Abrias. Tashma Dama Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadok, who was a kohen. Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadok was a kohen. He said, Medalgim Hayinu Al Gabe Aroinu Shel Mesim. We would hop over the coffins of the Mesim to greet Likras Malchi Yisrael, to go and give cover to the Malchi Yisrael, below the cross Malchi Yisrael, Bavar Omro, and not only for the honor of Malchi Yisrael, the kings of Yisrael, Elah Fil, the cross Malchi Akam, even the kings of the Gakam, of the nations. Why do we, what's, why is it so important to greet the kings of the nations? Because he's lost the love, he'll see the great honor that Al Israel has. He'll see that it's even so much greater than the honor that the nations, the kings of the nations have. But Al Kulponim, you see that they went to greet him, though he's a Kayan, and they went over the coffins of the Mesim to give cover to the Malachim. Am I, how is that permitted? Why should we say that the Mokam Chil Hashem for an Isser, we don't give cover to a person? More answers, Kidder Rava. The Omer Rava, Tvara Taira, Mina Taira oil, Kol Shiesh Bachalal Tevach, Chaitz Mnei Atum. If there's a coffin, it is an oil, there's a space, a gap of a Tevach or more. So then it seals off the tumma doesn't rise above it. So if there is an oran, if there is a coffin that has this halal tefa, even if they stepped over it, they would not become tome. Now, that's if there's a halal tefa. But if there's no gap, there's no space of a tefa, then the tumma goes straight up. It's vikea, voila. And a person stepping over the coffin, over the oran, would become tome. But the roiva, roinus yesh behem halal tav. Most of the roinus do have that halal, that gap of a tapo. So in most cases, stepping over an oran, a person would not become tommy. The gozral sheyesh behem yishum shein behem. Now, they were guys on all roinus, on all coffins, because of those that don't have the halal tapo. But to step over a coffin, generally speaking, is an iser derabonan. Unless we know that there is no halal tefa, but we could assume that there is a halal tefa. Minatir, we can assume that there is a halal tefa, and the tuma does not rise above, it's blocked. The iser to walk over any coffin, that's an iser drabanan, they were geyser on account of the aranis that don't have a halal tefa. Now, in the case of a coffin, like we said before, we an iser derabanan for kavod habris, but not an iser deraisa. And this would be considered an iser derabanan. Tashmal, let's see further. God will kavod habris shadeiches leisas shibatayra. We say kavod habris shadeicha leisas shibatayra. Don't you see that we are a deicha even a deraisa for kavod habris? V'amai, why should we say that? Leima ein chacham vein tuna vein etzel aneir Hashem. More answers to him, Rav Bar Shva, Kami the Rav Kana, who beloved Loi Saser. No, it doesn't mean a deraisa, it means the love of Loi Saser. It means the Rabbanan, you have to follow what the Rabbanan say, the Teres is Loi Saser, Min Adom Reisha Yarucha, Yomin is small. What it's referring to is really the instructions of the Rabbanan. Achichu Allah, they laughed at him. Loved Loi Saser, the Raisi, to follow the Rabbanan's interpretation of what the Torah means, that's his deraisa. We don't understand any of the halachas in the Torah, what the Torah says, the mitzvahs, it's only through the interpretation of the Rabbanan, the Torah, Shabbat, etc. That is a deraisa. So what do you mean that it's a derabanan? Amar Rav Kahana, Gavar Rav, Amar Milsa, a great person said something, lo techichu ala, don't laugh at him. Kol mil derabanan smachinu alav de lay saser. The Rabbanan, even when they made their gzeiras, even when they made their takanas, which is clearly a Rabbanan, it's not an interpretation of the Raisa, but they were simech on it, they put it, they connected it to that, what the Torah says, like saucer. But the meaning over here, what we mean over here when we say, God will cover the brain shadech, is like saucer, but we don't mean the Raisa, we mean a takana de Rabbanan, a gzeira de Rabbanan. There we say, cover the brain shadech, a loy saucer. The love of Loi Saser, meaning a derabanan. Tashma v'salam to mehem. So this is talking regarding to find a metzia. A person finds a lost object, so he must return it. But v'salam to, darshan v'salam to, sometimes you can turn away. Sometimes you can pretend that you didn't see it. Pamim sha'atam v'salam mehem, upam sha'atam v'salam mehem. Sometimes you can and sometimes you don't. When is it? What is the case where a person does not have to return the lost object? If the lost object is in the basic forest and the finder is a kohen, it's also for him to go into the basic forest. So then he does not have to return the lost object. Or he is a choshev, an elderly person, and it's not fi, his dignity is covered to go and be Isaac in this lost object. It's beneath his dignity. Or if the time that it takes and the effort that it takes, his person will be losing more, the finder will be losing more in his wages than the value of this lost object, he does not have to engage in returning the object and lose all that money, lose that value, which is more than the value of the lost object. So there he does not have to return the item. So what do we see over here? We see that even if it's a zaken l'vein l'fik v'ida, even if it's an issue of it's not beneath his dignity, we say we're doich the mitzvah of hashavas aveda on account of the covet of the finder. Why don't we say that no, it's a mitzvah, and we don't consider a person's covet when it comes to the doing a mitzvah? More answer, shiny awesome, the TV salamta. Normally we would not say that, but here we have exeris of cause of the Torah says visalamta. There are times when you do not have to return the object. So shiny awesome, the TV salamta man. Well, okay, fine, granted, but why don't we learn out from there? Just like over here by the Veda, the Torah says when it's not lafi chvoida, we're doich the mitzvah hashavas veda because of the covet of priyas. Why don't we learn out generally that we're doich isurim and mitzvahs on account of covet of priyas? Our answer is isurim mimimun ili alfina. This case of hashavas veda involves a person's mom and his item, his wealth, a monetary item. You don't learn out isurim, you can't learn out kilayim, for instance, which is an isur, from a monetary item. When it comes to a monetary item, and a chanami, the Torah says, Mishim Kavod, we're doicha, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, of returning somebody's money, somebody's monetary item. But an isur, you can't learn out isur, mimamayna.